Go ahead.
Welcome to this week. Welcome to this week in wrestling. I'm Dan Hummer. I'm here with Eric, Doug, and Clinton. We'll be talking about various topics like WrestleMania, the Chris Benoit documentary, Roman Reigns not being in the main event, and much more. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So, Eric, I got to ask, was that the intro that was supposed to play Friday night?
No. No. It was going to be, it was like a 1988 theme.
Okay. All right. Daniel, get us started.
Well, whatever you guys want to talk about, really. We can talk about WrestleMania and what a shit show that's becoming. Clemens, should they just cancel it at this point?
Postpone I think it? They should have canceled it. Gone. They should have canceled it once the whole movement, once the no fans allowed, they decided to move it to the Performance Center. The only reason they're trying to move it to Performance Center is to get the insurance money out.
Yep. I've been saying they should postpone it until June or July for a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's just so snake-bit at this point.
Yeah, but you look at the other sports, they didn't hesitate and postpone their stuff. At this point, I think WWE looks kind of bad because they're putting out, they're risking their the WrestleMania is not. It's not the same without the fans. Let's be real. And just to have it at Performance Center, just to have it, I don't think it serves a purpose for the fans because there's a lot of fans that are not happy about this. Myself included. But what do you think, Doug or Daniel?
Personally, I think that I get why WWE is doing this. I get the whole the show must go on thing. But when you have talent dropping out, you got to call time of death here. All right, let's review. Rey Mysterio's out. He self-quarantined himself because, you know, he's got a family. So he self-quarantined himself. Dana Brooke ended up being sick, so they sent her home because they're afraid that she's got the fucking virus. So WWE quarantined her. Miz got sick, so they're like, fuck this. They need to quarantine. They didn't even send him home because, you know, he's got two little kids. So I think they have him quarantined in like a dark room somewhere.
Wow.
And then you'll put him in a triple threat ladder match, too, on top of that, for the tag team titles.
The fact that they're still advertising the goddamn match is so... Like, if they knew he wasn't going to be able to compete in the match, they should have done something on Friday night to write him off.
Yeah. I don't know why they're still advertising it. I guess they want to keep it as real as it can be, so there's not that many spoilers, I guess. But they think
no spoilers because where it is, they're supposed to be taping WrestleMania like this week.
They already did
today. WrestleMania's already taped. Now, if you want to say, all right, we're gonna go ahead with it. I'm not big fan. I mean, Raw and SmackDown, NXT, they've been holding their own. I mean, you have your classic built showing their build-up pay-per-view matches to fill up time slots. And you also had, one, two, three little matches in between there, which is good. WrestleMania should have focused on the big matches and not on the whole build-up of card of what they're doing right now. Too big for one night, it's not the way to go. You should have just focused on the big matches you should have had going in there. That was Brock Lesnar, McIntyre, Goldberg and Roman Reigns, or whoever Goldberg will be facing, Taker, Styles,
Cena,
The Fiend, Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler, Edge and Orton, and Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. The rest of these matches that they have on the card, they can like
get
used as main events. No, they can even be, you can be, if you still want to have them, fine, but build it on to like a SmackDown or Raw. You're not doing anything.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody really want to watch old pay-per-view matches for like an hour, 45 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Yep. At this point, they should just make this whole tape, the two tapings they had, they should just make it a network special. Just make it a network special. Just have it for the fans. And then whenever this settles down, then you can build up WrestleMania again and have it in the summer.
So you don't want them to call it WrestleMania? And won't that conflict with SummerSlam?
Maybe do a WrestleMania on Saturday and SummerSlam Sunday or something like that. Do a big double event. I don't know.
That way, I think Daniel's right. I think people are saying they should move it to summer. I'm like, well, that will, in my eyes, conflict with SummerSlam because SummerSlam is like the WrestleMania of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to have it around this time. I'll say you can either push it back to next month, to May or so, but you don't want one of your big pay-per-views to interfere with another big pay-per-view right back-to-back. Nobody wants that.
I mean, if we end up getting a WrestleMania instead of a Stomping Grounds or something, I won't be mad. Like, a filler pay-per-view, I understand. Or like Backlash or something. But not like SummerSlam or Survivor Series or Royal Rumble, because those are also big pay-per-views.
Yep. I think the latest they could have it probably is June. That gives 2 months in between the SummerSlam. And then you can skip the July pay-per-view and then just have Mania and then SummerSlam in August. I don't know. I mean, they're not going to cancel at this point, so.
I kind of feel like this right now. I mean, now it's getting to the point to where everybody needs to be shut down. And I personally feel that WWE, you have enough content in your video library to where Raw, like you could do like classic episodes of Raw, classic episodes of SmackDown, old episodes of NXT. Like put that on USA Network. Or Fox or whatever. Okay?
That's a good idea.
Instead of doing like these empty arena shows. I mean, the empty arena shows are fine, but you've got enough content in your library to where you could put old stuff on television.
Yeah. Do what ESPN did last Sunday. They showed WrestleManias.
Yeah.
What they're doing tonight, too. 32s will be on tonight, too.
And I think FS1, I think, is airing the 2020 Royal Rumble.
Oh, wow. USA should do the same thing. I mean, at this point, nobody's really watching Raw or SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Only for news and stuff, but other than that, it's not.
To be honest with you, I prefer if they put some of the old stuff on.
Yeah.
No, because it's not real new content either. A lot of that is stuff that people can go watch on the network. So why would they waste that specific time slot?
Oh, then again, a lot of people are like yelling out of the network already. If you put in the old content right now, you might actually build up your network survivors because you don't have to show like a whole episode of Raw. You can show what they're doing. Have your producers, whoever's doing from the studio, audience, and just introduce the classic matches right then and there. You don't have to show the exact 19, what happened in 1998, whole edition of Raw, a whole edition of SmackDown, Attitude Era, what that. You can have your classics. Have someone build
exactly.
it up.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
or do like
exactly
a best of show. Like, pick a talent each week and do a best of show. Like, do a best of, like, Drew McIntyre, or best of Brock Lesnar, or best of, a best of Rock or Cena or something like that. They got enough content.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I would be down for that. Because right now, we're at the point where we don't know when this is going to end. But because we don't know when everything's going to reopen.
And then the WWE Super is really hurting the talent, so. Like, big moments.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially with Drew McIntyre, Edge making this comeback match. It's like you want to feel the crowd there, a reaction there, and then all you're doing is just. Nothing.
Exactly. And I get why.
It's really.
Oh, sorry, Dan. Oh, go ahead.
The part that sucks about it the most is for a guy like Drew McIntyre, who like finally got his moment this year and was finally going to be in the spotlight and probably going to beat Brock Lesnar.
What about Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley, too. So this is a lot of people's moments that's been taken away from them, you know, because it's still not going to be a WrestleMania moment. Even if they say it is, it's not because there's no one there.
No. Nobody there to.
Is it the same?
Exactly.
And I've seen some bad WrestleManias in my time, but I really think that this. I'm not going to say it's going to be the worst, but under the circumstances, it's not going to be great.
Yeah. It's next Saturday and Sunday.
So did they also cancel the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, too?
Yeah, they did. I wonder how they're going to do that.
Which sucks for the people that are getting inducted.
So are they just going to... They're just going to move them from next year, I guess?
They're going to have the ceremony sometime this year.
I would do it
SummerSlam weekend. That's when I would do it, SummerSlam weekend.
I agree.
Well, in Hall of Fame, before they move it to a WrestleMania weekend, was always a Survivor Series type of way.
Oh, okay. It was? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was always Survivor Series. So you had... It wasn't never televised, but yet they had it right before Survivor Series back in like the 90s.
Oh wow!
Until it actually started to become big. Then they decided to put it in the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah. Which I know Doug like always looks forward to that one, right, Doug?
The Hall of Fame, yeah. I mean, in this year's class, I was excited for a couple of – like, I was excited to finally see the Bulldog get inducted. You know, I like JBL, so I was happy to see him get inducted.
I'm in a Bella Twins.
So, yeah, well, Nikki Bella needs to get off her back long enough in order to get inducted.
Yeah, why everybody keep pooping at her like that, man? I'm really getting tired of everybody disrespecting this girl. Disrespect.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, here's the fucking thing. Like, before all this thing happened, before this whole thing happened, like, she was on YouTube, on her YouTube channel, talking about how her, one of her next videos was going to be how she was going to give vaginal massage tips. And I'm just like, oof. And never mind, Glenn.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Vaginal massage. Thank you very much. The baby belly rubs.
All right, but I mean, Glenneth, I'm not going to say anymore because I know she's your girl.
Even though she's a thot.
Yeah.
She's not. Yeah. Disrespect.
I respect her.
No, you don't.
She's a better wrestler than Brie. I'll give her that. I think Brie was always dog shit. Nikki actually got a lot better in the ring towards the end of her career.
Yeah, I can say that. I can agree with that.
But
personally, I think
Brie
is better looking.
Brie's a botch fest, though. That match she had with Daniel Bryan and The Miz and Maurice.
Oh, God.
That was ass cheeks.
That was last year, wasn't it?
2 years ago.
So.
Yeah, no, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago. Seems like it was last year. Yeah, I wonder
what... What?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead, Daniel.
Plymouth, who do you think was better in the ring, Crash Holly or Tajiri?
I like Tajiri.
I like Tajiri, too.
Hey,
what the hell brought that on? All right, so any more on WrestleMania, or do we want to get into a Dark Side of the Ring?
We'll get into the Dark Side. We have a lot to cover.
To talk about Roman?
Oh, or should,
oh, yeah,
we,
Roman.
Or should we talk about what's going on?
Well, didn't you pull yourself off because of the whole illness? Just coming off a leukemia thing anyway.
Yeah,
he's doing the smart thing. I got to give him a lot of credit. I wouldn't want if I were in his position. I wouldn't want to do this either.
No,
exactly.
I mean, he could literally fucking die. He does have a compromised immune system. I don't blame him at all for taking that precaution. It makes no sense.
And it shouldn't have even been his call. WWE should have just not booked him in the first place.
That's a good point.
Well, he booked him before the whole lockdown anyway. So it's not like he just said, oh, well, the match was made during tapings of Raw and SmackDown during quarantine time. It happened live. Right after,
and that's the thing too, guys, is that like matches, like a lot of the big matches were made, you know, right before all this happened. So I get, you know, the whole show must go on thing. But I respect, you know, somebody like Rey Mysterio and Roman Reigns and Asuka even. Asuka's not even going to be a part of this. Asuka said, fuck it.
Yeah. I wonder
Cesaro
if
said, Cesaro said, I ain't doing this shit. So I respect them for taking the precaution.
I'm surprised John Cena hasn't yet. Or didn't.
He doesn't want to let anyone down, usually. He's usually a man of his word, which I don't fault the others for it. It is kind of, it does kind of suck building-wise. Because, like, on the build to WrestleMania, I thought Asuka was pretty entertaining. I was excited to see more from her. So, it sucks the way everything's playing out, you know. And what's your main guy? I'm sure Braun Strowman and Goldberg would be kind of entertaining. But what's your main guy? Pretty much the guy who's going to main event can't do it.
Exactly. And
plus, who the fuck is really going to give a shit about Braun Strowman? He lost the Intercontinental title to Sami Zayn. Do we really want to give a shit if he's going to beat Goldberg or if he's going to face Goldberg?
I like Braun Strowman.
I mean, I do too,
but you lose the Intercontinental title to Sami Zayn, who hasn't fully wrestled the match in like 7 or 8 months. Nobody should really give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know if they had anybody else in line, so I guess he was just the guy that I don't know who else he could have gave it to. I guess you could have made a triple threat with John Cena and The Fiend, but then Fiend dropping it would have been pointless.
What about Jeff Hardy? He's got nothing to do. All right, and at least he could have moved around a little bit.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it. I think Strowman deserves a moment, and it's easy to give him this moment because there's not too much invested into it. So let him go and beat the shit out of Goldberg and go on a title reign for a few months and then regroup.
Yeah, until Reigns is ready, then you can have that match, possibly at SummerSlam.
For the 10,000th time.
Yeah. But this time for a title. Didn't they not fight for a title? Or Reigns was champion?
Reigns is champion in the Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that ended in a no contest because they wanted to involve Brock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Speaking of Brock, wasn't there a rumor that he was going to have travel issues himself? He doesn't.
I think anybody that's already not in Florida is already going to have travel issues. I mean, where the fuck has Kairi Sane been? Asuka's been the one building up this whole tag title match with Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, that's weird. I'll say this. It's going to be intriguing watching this because it could be better than we all think. I mean, who knows? I mean, the matches-wise, it could be pretty decent.
Well, the matches are not going to be bad. The matches are going to be good. The problem is that everybody's going to be fans are going to be so pissed off because this thing is still happening that nobody's really going to care.
Yeah.
And that sucks for the people involved.
Yeah, exactly. I feel bad for the people who bought tickets, had travel plans going there too. So. They probably waited a year for this. But what can you do?
Right. But, it's what can you do. And it's basically, you got to put everybody's health and safety ahead.
Exactly. Any more thoughts on Reigns, guys?
Not really.
We all watched Benoit's story. Before I do that, let's get the plugs out of the way. We forgot to do the plugs. I listened to Boss Man and Anthony and Smart on Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes every Friday, every Wednesday night. And Friday night at 10 p.m. Listen to us every Friday night at 8 or 9, and every Sunday about 5 or 6. And both podcasts can be found on all major podcasts. Anything else to plug, Doug?
Well, I mean, to be fair, listening to Anthony and Boxman, I mean, you can mute the sound when Smart's talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
But. So, this is the show, but like I say, you can put it on mute when Mark is talking.
Anyway,
so. Surprised you haven't plugged your buddy Wrestling with Reality, John. He just had a big guest on his show.
Oh,
he had Nikita Koloff on a few days ago.
Listen to John on the Reality podcast. You can find him on every other podcast platform too. His shows are probably like 3 times a week. And thank you to all our followers on Twitter. We've reached almost 1,300, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So thank you to all of them. You can follow us on USW Pod and find us on Facebook, Unscripted Wrestling Group, Old School Wrestling Group, and what was the other comic? Was it Daniel?
Comedy Barn.
Okay. And Comedy Barn Facebook. All three groups are fantastic. Just join them and you'll have fun. Let's get started with this documentary. Who wants to get started, Doug? Or
all right, everybody watched it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, Daniel, I know you watched it. You were sitting next to me.
All right.
So everybody watched it. My take on it is this. This is something that nobody has really wanted to talk about up until now. And I understand why. But one of the main things I'll say is that, and I get that nobody's ever really going to want to hire Chris Benoit's son, David, because, you know, the Benoit name is snake bit, you know, so to speak. But that kid deserves a shot. I mean, his whole world was taken from him. I mean, he was basically – everybody turned their back on him except for Chris Jericho and Chavo Guerrero. And it's just – I mean, the kid deserves a break. It's not his fault that his father did what he did.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was the saddest part, that he's kind of a blackballed because of all that.
Yeah. And he seems like a good kid, and all he just wants is somebody to love him.
Yeah, and that's – well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to love him or not, but Eric, that would be cheating on you.
You know what I meant.
Of course I know what you meant, but that doesn't mean I wasn't going to go there.
I know.
But, but like, the thing is, too, is that, and I get why people would say, oh, you know, he shouldn't be in wrestling. And that's fine. Maybe wrestling's not his deal, but he grew up as a wrestling fan because his father was a wrestler.
Exactly.
Right.
So just give the kid a shot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, yeah. Clint, go ahead.
He probably won't. Go ahead, Clint.
Oh, no, I was saying, I was agreeing with you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, all right, go ahead then, Eric.
I said probably the only promotion that probably won't give him a chance is WWE.
I could probably see him going. I could see him going to AEW because he's got the connection with Jericho.
Or Ring of Honor or something like that. Something smaller.
Or
he could probably end
MLW.
Up going to MLW.
Or even NWA.
Which I'd be okay with.
I mean, he doesn't live in Georgia, but his father was from Georgia. I mean, lived in Georgia.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
Georgia?
I don't know if she does or not. She might be the reason why everybody moved to Atlanta.
No.
But it was a sad story, and I feel real bad for the kid. I feel real bad for Nancy's sister because of everything she had to endure.
Yeah. I feel bad for everybody in this situation. It was a horrific crime. It made headlines, as we all know. And Jericho made a good point. It nearly killed the business. Benoit did.
Yeah, it nearly did. I mean, it was. I'm surprised. I didn't think at that time. I didn't think the wrestling business was going to recover from it.
And here we are, 13 years later. Talking about that documentary.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts,
Daniel? Is the wrestling business is almost getting killed now, but that's because there's a fucking virus going around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, what now? Go ahead, Clint.
No, I was saying I learned a lot from my doctor because a lot of the stuff I didn't even know. Like, I didn't really know Benoit had another son. I just thought he had that one son.
He's got a son and a daughter from a first marriage, Kenneth.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know he had a daughter. I know he had.
Yeah, no, he's got another daughter too, or he's got a daughter. I don't know why they didn't talk to her.
Yeah, and they didn't even mention her.
Yeah, they didn't mention her at all, which I was surprised.
Or his first wife. And they briefly mentioned her, but that was only because it was part of the situation. But are you surprised that Jericho and Chavo are the only ones that kept in touch with David Flair. I mean, not David Flair. I mean, Benoit. David Benoit.
Yes. Mainly because there were many people that, like, were friends with the kid. And, you know, like William Regal, because William Regal lived, according to Jericho, William Regal lived in that same town that Benoit lived in. It's like, you know, you're part. I mean, I get McMahon basically saying, you know, we got to stay away from everybody that's involved or everybody that's related to Benoit. But I think it's. I mean, you shouldn't have blackballed the kid.
Yeah. I'm surprised they aren't within keep in touch with him, too, either.
Well, there is. I'm sorry, Cliff. Yeah. Well, there is. Was a thing with Bully Ray, who did an interview with David Long, who offered him free training down at his school in New York if he was interested. He did for free. Because he didn't know about it. Bully Ray, man, I don't do wrong stuff. Yeah. He shouldn't be this way, officer, because he wanted to be a wrestler. And just because his name has been law that he shouldn't offer him free training at their school, wrestling school.
Yeah. Didn't Lance Storm try to train him, too?
Yeah, I think they worked together or something like. I know he's friends with Natalya.
What was your thoughts, Daniel?
I thought it was sad. I didn't know the Eddie Guerrero thing was as much as played as much of a part in it as it did.
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I know they were like really good friends, but I didn't know he was like going crazy about it.
Yeah, that hit him hard, really bad.
It was hard watching David because I felt bad for him.
Yeah, that was the hardest part, too.
But,
and
yeah,
I
it's
felt
a tragedy,
bad.
But.
And the 7-year-old, that in the 7-year-old boy. So everything, this whole story was just heartbreaking. And you did learn a lot that you we probably didn't know at first. I mean, I don't know if anybody else knew how Benoit murdered them. So that was interesting. And then
I heard conflicting reports on how he on how it happened. I don't know if I would have to listen to like the police officers describe like how it happened. It the guy that said how it happened, the guy that wrote that book, I don't trust a goof with a bald spot. So I don't know if I would take his word on anything.
Yeah, apparently there was a lot of mixed reports about this and how this investigation went down. So I don't think we're ever going to know what truly happened without from the police, because there's all different kinds. The way they investigated this was shaky, I heard. Is there anything new that you learned from this stuff?
Not really, because I had heard a lot of stuff beforehand anyway.
Yeah.
Or sir, the whole thing with Eddie Guerrero, that was all new. Like, the backstory behind Eddie's death, which led to why he just did what he did, that was all new. Because I just knew that he just strangled the kid and then killed his wife before hanging himself. That's all I knew.
Well, the way they said it was that he got into an altercation with Nancy on Friday, and he killed her Friday night. I had heard before this that he actually waited till night to kill Daniel. That he actually waited until after the WWE pay-per-view was over.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't know it happened 3 different days. He killed his wife on Friday, and then Saturday with the boy and himself on Sunday. This all happened within
Here's the thing. Like, why would he do it over the span of – I mean, I get, like, over the span of 3 days. I mean, I get, like, him waiting himself, but why would he – kill the wife on Friday, then wait until Saturday night to kill the son? I mean, wouldn't the son figure something out when he goes into mommy and daddy's room, sees mommy on the floor not breathing?
Yeah.
Seven.
So, yeah, as I said,
that does not make
fishy.
Sense to me.
Yeah.
He could have just kept him in his room.
Yes. That's true. What else
so,
did we learn?
But the next episode of Dark Side of the Ring that's going to air on Tuesday is going to be the one on New Jack.
Oh, that's only on one part, right?
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
But I don't know if I really give a shit. I mean, who really wants to fucking hear about all the people New Jack stabbed during his career?
Yeah.
This guy's resume reads like a rap sheet.
That's true. But who's the next one you're looking forward to, Doug? And guys.
I think Owen Hart. That's mine.
Owen Hart and another one I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the one on Herb Abrams.
That should be an interesting one.
The promoter that died while coked up and covered in baby oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you survived. All right. Does anybody have anything else?
No.
No.
Right. I'll plug the poll and then we can get out of here.
Okay.
You can vote. This Friday night we'll be doing a WrestleMania retrospective. We each chose one. Clint chose Mania 14. Doug chose Mania 8. Myself, I chose 17, and Daniel chose 20. The polls are up on Twitter, on Old School Group, the Nerds of Wrestling Group, Wrestling Umbrella, and 70s, 80s, and 90s Group 2 and EPW Group. Go there and find a poll and vote. And I think right now, 17 is winning. With 20 behind, right behind. But
that's not surprising.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that either. And that Sunday is the 28th anniversary of WrestleMania 8. So we might be in, if you guys want to do that, we can do that. Are you guys down for that?
Well, you know I'm down for that. It's one of my favorite WrestleManias, so.
He wants to do a fucking watch-along test.
No, he doesn't want to do a watch-along. He just wants to review it. We can't do a watch-along. That pay-per-view is 3 hours. He'd have to shell out an extra $50 to get a three-hour show.
What time is this part two of WrestleMania this week? 7 o'clock.
I think it's starting at 7.
Okay, so we can do the show at 5 and just do a retrospective on that before we do watch Mania.
Okay.
You got.
All right,
you guys,
I'm gonna get out of here, fellas.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Doug.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Later, guys.
Anything else you want to talk about, Clint, before we head out? Never mind. Talking to myself. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our This Week in Wrestling show. We'll talk to you Friday night. Bye. your knees, dog. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his fate. Through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead.